Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, 713-780-3776. What do you want to talk about today? You're more than welcome to do that. Julian is here. He wants to talk about, and we're going to talk about the 49ers, Julian. They suck. Can't even go to Detroit and win a football game. They suck.
What you do, bro? No, so Bryce Young getting benched. What if the Miami Dolphins gave him a call for a third rounder? Because hear me out. It's in one of the most quarterback-friendly systems, the Kyle Shanahan system. Not only that, they have a running game behind them, a lot of play action. He has a bigger arm than Tua. I know it might be jumping the gun because Tua wants to come back and play, but Bryce would give them a much better chance than anybody they have on the roster.
Based on what?
Have a good one.
What have we seen from Bryce Young to suggest he would give anyone a better chance to win?
They actually have a better – their odds are better of winning with Andy Dalton.
Jason, no, maybe the Bryce Dolphins Young should trade Skylar for Andy Thompson? Dalton. Hold on, maybe John. Who do you think would give Miami a better chance of winning, Bryce Young or Skylar Thompson?
Skylar Thompson.
At least he's
God.
He's not good, but at least he's in the system for a couple years.
This man has fallen to the depths of hell, Bryce Young.
Well, yeah. What have we seen to suggest he would help anyone win?
He can do a kickflip.
You don't even know that. You just think he can because he's the size of a skater.
He can do some sweet ollies.
You don't know that. I've never seen Bryce Young skate.
I haven't seen him skate either. I don't know that he's a good skater.
He does. Hey.
I know he's not a very good quarterback right now. I don't think he can skate, but.
No, I'd rather have Skylar Thompson if you want to.
I'd
rather have the guy Tyler Huntley. They signed him yesterday.
Maybe he can join Run Gavin Run as a groupie.
Yeah. Right.
That's not the name of the band. That's really a deep cut that very few people know. Maybe just me. So, good job.
Run, Gavin, Run is not the name of the band?
No, it's not. I told you
Lance
that before.
Lance is just
Gavin
doing the
dance.
Show for three people.
That's what it
and
is.
And this one's just for me.
That was really just for Dell.
Yeah.
All the way down to just one.
That's not even for anyone else out there.
What else can Bryce do? He could probably sell. Like, he seems, you know those people who go door-to-door trying to get you to sign up for the home security stuff. He could probably he seems like one of those people that would go, "Hello, sir. I am trying to sell enough magazines so I can get I can do my junior year abroad. And if you can just sign this, do a magazine subscription, I've got a little piece of paper here that shows you all the different magazines that we offer." It seems like he's one of those guys. Maybe somebody who does try to sell you on home security where they'll do the install free. You just pay for the security, the monthly fee for the security. I could see him doing that. I could see him as a waiter. I think Bryce would be a fantastic server. He seems very friendly.
He does seem friendly. He does seem friendly. I'm kidding.
Not quarterback.
So we just did the Aqueduct Plumbing spot, and Ryan says, Granato keeps punching toilet-clogging grumpies. I never heard that term before, and it's my sink that's not my toilet that's backed up. Toilet clogging grumpies is not something that I'm putting down my sink. Okay,
no,
that's not.
Please don't do that. We're getting different things that Bryce Young can do. I guess if you want to offer up 713-780-3776, we have
Bryce is that kind of guy. Is a guy in the mall kiosk. Hey, boss, what kind of shoes are those?
Oh, he's cleaning. Oh, no. Oh, the shoe. Have you ever seen the shoe cleaner guy?
Bryce would be a hell of a barista.
Yep. But the shoe cleaning guys are the ones in the mall where they say, hey, let me take a look at those. Here, I'll clean those for you. And they sell you the magic kit. It's like, I think it's called magic or I've bought some from those guys one time. And he could just shine you. He could get your shoes looking perfect. And then you buy a kit from him. Yeah, 100% I could see that, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah.
No, I don't poop in the sink.
Selling electricity door-to-door when you walk out of an HEB, and they're there. Can I ask you what type of electricity you use?
That would
be who's your electric company? I could see that.
Yeah, but see, I see Bryce as a kid with a sweatshirt and a backpack, okay? He needs to be at a skater park.
Well, he does that on his time off. But him selling electricity somewhere, 100% could see that. He literally looks like that kind of person who I've seen those people. I've been accosted.
Yeah, are we kidding? Bryce looks like he works at T-Mobile or Verizon.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What are we doing?
He does look like he does.
20, what is he, 23 years old?
Have you got?
Smaller,
have you seen the new? I would wait for the 16. I'm just telling you. I would wait for the 16.
He looks like he's trying to get you on a new plan.
And then he skateboards home.
Well, I'm sure he has.
Yeah, the skating is for sure.
I'm sure he's got a Nissan Sentra or something like that, a starter car. I'm sure he's got that.
Yeah, we're talking about Bryce, who's got $50 million in the bank already.
If we're going to play this game, we got to play it out. If he's working at T-Mobile Verizon, there's some four-door compact that he's driving home.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. It's Toyota.
Some of the guys who work there.
You're making half the audience feel bad about their lives.
Some of the guys who work there probably have like a two-door.
No, Bryce is like us.
A two-door coupe.
Bryce is like us.
Bryce is responsible. So he's got the four-door compact.
Good insurance.
Yeah. He's just working his way, still in school.
He has the little drive. He has that DriveWise where he downloaded the app, and it measures how you drive, and he gets discounts.
Of course.
Sean thinks he could be the new Jake from State Farm. I could see that now. If you needed, if Jake from State Farm had a friend, it would totally be Bryce. Bryce from State Farm, 100%. Jake and Bryce could be out there together.
Great, great, great customer service.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He'll be on top of it. He's very polite, too. Bryce is very polite.
Well, we got the other end of the spectrum. Do you want to hear from Shannon Sharp?
he's as anti-Bryce as it comes.
I mean, because Shannon Sharp is called in. He wants to talk about the Astros of all teams.
Yes.
All
right. I guess we'll hear from Shannon Sharp on a mobile.
Hey, Shannon.
Oh, what is that? You Gip? You going to hear from the Shannon Sharp on a mobile? I've been waiting 5 minutes. Come on, Gip. Listen. I'm sorry to interrupt y'all's insightful, Bryce Young working for State Farm conversation, but I digress. You already know who it is. It's Mr. T&B, Mr. Touch and Bust. If she got that scunion, let me get in that onion. And I ain't talking about no yellow bag of funion. You know what I'm saying, Skip? Now, Dale, I know you don't know what I be talking about, so I'm going to spell it out for you real quick. You ever go to Outback Steakhouse and you order that awesome blossom? That's exactly what I'm talking about. You just peel it back and dip it in that sauce. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, I kind of like that sauce. It's like a remoulade or something. That sauce be tasting nice. But again, I digress. Now, you already know why I'm calling in. I'm calling in to talk about them world champion Houston Astros because I'm the biggest Astros fan this side of the Mississippi. Man, you know that big ass river I be talking about. Hey. People don't know, but when it comes to the Astros, I'm like the Debbie the Texan for the Astros. And by the way, can I just say, Debbie, if you're listening right now, you need to holler at me, girl, because I see you got that sun in now. Hey, but I digress. I'm getting off track. Let me go back. Our beloved Astros done lost to those pesky Padres last night, and we need to get our boys back on track because we're in that home stretch, and every game counts. And I think I got that solution. We need to get this city hyped the right way, still. Like that boy Samson and Half-Baked, you already know what I want, and I ain't talking about Debbie the Texan Scunion, even though I really want that, too.
You can't hear any more about Debbie the Texan Scunion, Debbie the Texan. We can't. roll-on sauce. You've digressed seven times, seven different digressions. Peel the onion back, and he even said like a bag of yellow Funyuns. Did you hear that, Del? Scunion, onion, bag of yellow Funyuns.
I heard him rhyming like he's a rapper from the 1980s. Yeah, I heard him.
I mean, he does know the Sharpisms.
I don't know.
He does know the Sharpisms.
It was very Shannon Sharp.
He went too long. He had it real tight. If he kept it tighter,
became something else that I got a little uncomfortable with.
No, it was comfortable.
For you. You've been comfortable all show long.
It was comfortable. This has been a very comfortable show for me.
I don't know. At the end, it was, oof, enough.
I did like the scunion. I did like, John, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I enjoy Shannon Sharp on a mobile. He did go a little too long, though.
Keep it tight. You had a funny set. Just keep it a little tighter, and then boom, he's out.
Yeah. He's no Juggalo Trey, but he did keep it. If he kept it a little tighter, I mean, he could be up there with Juggalo Trey at any time.
By the way, I'm watching the whole thing. He's killing.
He is killing.
He's absolutely killing.
I watch it too.
And they and you can tell Tom Segura likes him. You can tell Tom likes him the same way we do. Like, you know, you got something different. Like, you just get a sense with Juggalo Trey. There's a sweetness about him. But also,
he just did a 9/11 joke. I mean,
that's that show, though.
I know.
I mean,
right?
Tony.
They laughed. They thought it was hilarious.
Oh, John, you clearly have never seen Kill Tony.
Yeah,
it is. If you don't like PC comedy, which you don't,
I don't.
That's the show for you because you're going to be faced with jokes that are brutal.
We got a break here. We are way behind. So we have got to talk about my man Kent Jones over at Dream Rate. Look, Dream Rate is the best way to go. Dream Rate, and you're there thinking, I don't know, I'm renting, I can't afford a house. You can do this. You'll probably be paying less for your mortgage than you are for that rent. You'll probably be making yourself money as opposed to that landlord who's making. He's the one that's building wealth with you renting to him. You probably, listen, Kent Jones says he's got so many different ways that the government is incentivizing first-time buyers. I'm telling you, you got a shot at this. Call him and ask him. Get a scenario quote from him. And then he'll send you to other people and say, go ask them how much they think it'll cost. Because I'm going to beat him. He just does. Because he knows how to work this thing. He's been doing it for 30 years. Kent Jones is the best at this stuff. He is going to make sure that you get into that house with thousands and thousands. He has saved. He can give you the number, or I mean, he can tell you about how much he has saved these people. It's ridiculous, people. You have got a way to save thousands and thousands of dollars when you're buying a home. Kent Jones is the way. All you got to do is get to Dream Rate. I'm telling you, you will love Kent Jones and you'll love what he does for you. You're looking for 713-520-LOAN, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. Jake and Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out. My girl Kelly Klein over at Easter Seals. They're doing their first annual Tee It Up at Top Golf. And for years I did my UCP tournament with them. And we raised over $1.5 million for United Cerebral Palsy over there. They're doing this now. It's an Easter Seals event at Topgolf, Katy Houston. And it's going to be November 21st from 5 p.m. to 8:30. It's just going to be a fun event. We'll raise a bunch of money. EasterSealsHouston.org. EasterSealsHouston.org. See if you can play. If you're out in Katy, you want to help. If you know somebody with cerebral palsy or you want to help Easter Seals, you're just a good person and you want to do that. EasterSealsHouston.org. November 21st, they're going to play Top Golf. It's going to be fun. So that's a great way to raise money. Having fun. Like our guys over at CCA. I mean, a bunch of great guys. Taylor and all the boys over there. A bunch of great guys. And they're going to be – are you guys going to be out there? Because I'm not going to be back in town October 7th. I think you guys are going to be out at Wildcat for the golf tournament. So that'll be fun. I hope you'll be out there supporting something. How about supporting something for a change, Lance?
We don't know yet. Okay. You know, I support Juggalo Trey, and his set was really good. He did great on Kill Tony, but I'll support whatever needs to be supported, John.
If you
have something for me to support, I'll support it.
You're going to support it if there's something to support.
If there's something to support, I'm not supporting one of your private school fundraisers. We're not doing that. Like, Kincaid needs money. No, they don't. Stop lying.
Kincaid does need money.
Please help Kincaid in these difficult times.
Yes.
They need money. A golf course. This golf outing, how much? It's $300, and it also gets you barbecue. No, Kincaid doesn't need money.
We need to drop a bag for some kid who wouldn't normally go here to play sports. But as far as our grid is concerned and our schedule, nothing scheduled
for us
to be out there.
If you're not here.
No.
I'm just saying I think you guys should be out there.
We don't have a remote schedule on the schedule into November. I mean, there are station events where other shows are going out. We're not going anywhere.
Do we have any tickets for our big listener event on Friday?
Well, we're giving those away, one per show up until Thursday.
Well, let's
go. Yes, we do.
Let's do it right now. Because these people never get a chance.
What do you
mean? 8 o'clock people.
We give stuff away in the 8 o'clock hour.
No. Yes, I do it. People are like, screw you guys.
That's
not true.
We never
get anything.
You never do it, but I generally do it in the 8 o'clock hour. So what caller would you like, John? What time?
I would at exactly 8:30. I want caller number 4. To be the winner of our listener appreciation party Friday night. All kinds of great food. Dell, who's going to be there?
We've got Lanes. We've got BB's. Who else do we have? I have to look it up. Halal Guys. We have Tejas Beer coming out. And there's a vodka company, the name I'm blanking on right now, but there will be vodka out there. And that means 21 plus for everyone who's listening. You can go under the promotions tab on ESPN 975. If you have not won tickets from us, you can go get your tickets there as well. And you might be looking at us on YouTube or Twitch or Twitter and see John not here. He will be in town on Friday. So if you want to come out and see John for whatever reason.
He's got a karate challenge on Saturday, don't you? Aren't you doing that karate tournament?
John's in a karate tournament?
Yes.
No, I'm in a golf tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Highland Pines.
I was getting mixed up.
I'm in a golf tournament. Yeah. Actually, it's a club championship I'll be in. So, I'm sorry.
You didn't mention that before, the club championship.
Well, I'm going to have to be good and hungover because I don't know how to play if I'm not hungover. So I'll be lighting it up on Friday night at the Listener Appreciation
Party.
That's
the worst, John. The drunken, belligerent John. Congratulations,
look at you.
Everybody.
John sounds like somebody who would be on Kill Tony's set.
I remember the
set.
Last
look at you. You look like a Oompa Loompa fell into a pile of dog crap.
Thank you.
I've been listening for years. I was a big fan.
The last listener appreciation party, I think I said some things I probably
Yeah, about
probably
advertisers.
Yeah,
don't do that this time.
Yeah.
About people who work for advertisers.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention the 2022 Astros trophy will be in attendance. You guys can take your pictures with that trophy, and you know what it's for, what they did in that year. You can come in and take pictures with the trophy on Friday for the party.
Just like this year. When they win the championship this year, we should be the first ones that have the trophy. Yeah, all right, Gene? We need Gene Diaz, we need to be the first station that has it because we're the only ones that believed in them.
You think we're going to get it before 790 does?
Yeah. Yeah. We're the only ones. They didn't believe in them.
That seems likely.
I heard them saying what a crappy team they were over there. Yeah. And when the Texans win the Super Bowl, we're the only ones that believed in them.
Well, I don't know. They seem pretty devoted over at 610.
For years. Even though they tried to distance themselves. We're not super fans. We call it like it is. Right, Nick? Right, Nick?
Nick.
Right? Nick Casario.
Oh, okay.
Right, Hannah? Right, Nick? Right, Cal? Let's be best friends.
I watched the interactions between some of the personalities on pretty much on social media.
They're giddy.
And the ownership. And it's like, oof, tone it down.
No.
Relax a little bit.
It's just, hey, be cool. I know you're meeting your heroes.
I know, relax. I mean, gosh.
I know you're meeting your idols, but cool it down a little bit. Play it cool.
You're getting a little funny feeling in your special place? Relax. Relax.
Right, guys? And it's killing. Like, hey,
It's just an owner and an owner's wife.
Ooh, I know.
Relax.
Things are going well. I mean, they're very relax. Personable, the McNairs. But I mean, man, come on. It's the slathering. Relax.
We got to break
call it. Glazing we, now, though.
I know. Let's.
Yeah, I know. You accuse me of riding a glizzy or whatever you said. You know.
What? Riding
one of the
glizzy.
I'm one
no,
of our.
Not riding the glizzy.
I was doing exercises on it. That's what Sean Mapes said about one of our advertisers.
Sean Mapes did say that. Yeah,
he did.
Not to, he said it, he said it to me. I relayed the message.
Of course, you relayed the message. Hey, when we come back, a serious. We got phone calls. I guess people are trying to win something, but also. Did you see any of – you didn't see it – any of Bill Belichick on the Manning cast? I didn't watch regular broadcasts. I only watched Manning cast yesterday when I was watching, and it's Bill Belichick the entire first half. I want to talk about that because there's also a question from – a legitimate question your boy Dreamshake brought up. I mean that your boy Dustin – sources brought up about Bill Belichick that I think is worth exploring just a little bit.
Yep.
And Kyle Tucker. I have a little something to say about Kyle Tucker when we come back.
Okay. You got to talk about Underdog right now.
Underdog Fantasy is a chance for you to play along with the games that you're watching. What could be more fun than watching the games, playing along, and then winning money? And I'm talking about winning real money right here in the state of Texas, and it's completely legal. That's what Underdog Fantasy does. Look, I've got so much to tell you. I've only got a certain amount of time, and I have to tell you certain things like Underdog Fantasy allows you to make picks, and it's simple to get started. Go to the mobile app, underdogfantasy.com, sign up with promo code Lance, and they will give you a highly discounted pick to use on your first pick'em, plus a first-time deposit offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance to claim your new customer offer of a gimme first pick and deposit offer. Now, to the real business. How about the fact that you can go higher or lower on statistics that are out there on games where you think you've got the, you know what's going to happen in this game. You know for a fact what's going to happen. You've studied it. You know who's going to have big games, who's going to have small games. Use that knowledge to play higher or lower and have a chance to win 1,000 times your original play. This is a great opportunity for you to show off your stuff, win money, and have fun watching your games and playing along with Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older in present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I thought last night's lineup was their best lineup. No Jake. It was Dubon in center field.
Mm-hmm.
It was Diaz at first. Caratini behind the plate. Hayward in left. By the way, did you see him throw out the runner?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
That's that defense. That's that arm.
He threw him out. He's only played like 35 games in his whole career in left field. But with that, he's got a right field arm, and you put him in left field. Yordan DH'ing Kyle Tucker. Apparently, we lost Ben Gamel now for a while. Didn't even know who he was a month ago, but we've lost him. I thought that was the best lineup, and it didn't produce squat last night against Yu Darvish, when in fact we destroy Yu Darvish. Eric Eddie just threw too many pitches. He gave up too many hits. He had a lot of runners. He got out of a lot of situations. But 102 pitches to get through five innings.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It was a lot. It was just too much. And Taylor Scott, I'm telling you, he had his biggest – his most outings before this year was 17 and two-thirds. I mean, that's the most innings he'd pitched in a season. So for him right now, he's got to be worn down, and it's showing. I mean, and they're putting him in high leverage situations every time out there. This is not the same guy right now that started the season that was really, really good.
This is what happens, though. He's pitched a ton. You know, Montero was supposed to be an actual factor this year, and he wasn't. So then you know, there's a domino effect, and that domino effect is once you lose, the Astros tend to lose middle of the lineup, you know, middle of the bullpen relievers. Those are transitional players anywhere. They tend to be vagabonds anyway. If you stay more than 2 years with a team, it's usually unusual. And so you lost some of those guys. You're already young.
you lose pitchers, frankly, that would have been, you know, you end up losing pitchers that would have been in your starting rotation. You're having to go to the bullpen earlier.
So you
don't have Montero to take up any innings because he's not.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not like they don't have enough guys. I mean, but he's been depending on Taylor Scott like he's Taylor Scott from earlier in the year. In May, 0.9 ERA.
Who do you want, who do you want coming in?
In April, 0.9. In May, 1.17. In June, 1.23. In July, 0.87. August, 4.35. This month, 6.35. Well, give him a break.
Right, but my point was not about not having relievers. It was about having to go way more innings than you're comfortable with. Who do you want them to throw? Instead of Scott, who do you want them to throw?
I want Brian Abreu out there. That's what
Abreu's,
I want.
Abreu's a little later. Who do you want to be that pre-Abreu Presley hater? Who do you want that guy to be? Neris?
Okay.
I mean, because Neris is now here. It wasn't great with Neris the other day, but Neris is now here. Maybe he starts getting those looks.
Well, he should be getting those looks
instead of Scott.
Man,
King, Caleb, you want to
Caleb Ferguson?
Get Caleb Ferguson or Dubin throwing those?
No, Dubin's
gone.
I'm
just asking who it is that you want. I know, but you can bring Dubin back. I mean, I don't know if there's someone that you would rather throw those innings.
I mean, it's really getting thin.
That's what
I guess
mean.
Neris. I know you know you're going to have to depend on him, but you had Brian King in there yesterday. He wasn't all that great either. I mean that's where you're going to now. But here's the thing: is Taylor Scott is worn down. Taylor Scott is worn down, mm-hmm. And you got to figure that out.
How do you figure out worn down? Put him on the.
Well, it's a little late now with 2 weeks left in the season.
I know.
But it sure would be nice to have him a little bit rested for the postseason.
Yeah, it would. It would. Do you bring somebody up and let them start eating up some of those minutes? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you do. You try to stick Blanco back in that role and have him eat up some of these innings and keep him out. I don't really know what the answer is. I hear you, but once you have a guy, you knew this was coming. You knew it for the entire year. You only had a certain amount of guys in the bullpen. Once you lost Montero, you lost even more. You knew you were going to have to go to the bullpen a lot. You could see it building up. So when the floodgates were already building up on the innings, there was nothing you could do about it. It was just bound to happen.
You can only have 28 guys now as opposed to back in the day, you could call up whoever you wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's just 28.
I like that better when you could have a whole dugout of guys.
I know, right? Minor league guys, you just bring them up. See if you can get out there and get three outs, pal. Go. Not anymore. You can't do it anymore. And maybe they need to cut back. I don't know. All I know is I'd like to see Taylor Scott rested for the postseason. In a perfect world, that would be. Because he's been great this year. Been great. But he's never pitched like this before. Mm-hmm. So that's a problem. Del, we got callers? Okay, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Do you guys agree that Texas is – the power rankings are out this week? And, well, the rankings are out this week. Texas number one, Georgia number two. I'm looking at power rankings that has Alabama as number two. Are we sleeping on Tennessee? A
little bit. Until they do it, though, no one's going to believe it. Like, ooh, look, Tennessee's beating up on lesser teams. I mean, they threw a beating on
71 to nothing.
South Carolina, but yeah, it's Tennessee Tech. I mean, this is what Heupel does. Heupel, another first half cover, by the way. His percentage is now in the 80% range for his career. So you have like, Tennessee is just one of those teams that they've been. Heupel's done a great job, kind of very quietly put together. Really strong offenses, and I think until they beat Alabama again or Georgia, people aren't going to really buy into it. Like, Tennessee's good, but we're not pushing them up past one of the big boys. I was surprised Alabama jumped Georgia, but
Texas.
Oh, they jumped Texas to two. Wait, who's one in the power rankings?
Oh, in the power. Well, oh,
oh no, power rankings. It's power rankings are different than the rankings. Okay, the rankings is Texas and Georgia.
So who are the power rankings? Who's one?
One is Texas. Two is Alabama. Three is Georgia.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm surprised even in power rankings they would jump Georgia.
I don't. Well, that listen.
That's a bad Wisconsin team.
Well, Kentucky's
still.
Not good.
Kentucky's
and
not
they
good.
Well, struggle.
So is Kentucky not good, or did they have a bad game against South Carolina?
They're not good when Brock Vandegrift is your quarterback. They're not good. Now they have SEC-level athletes.
Well,
on
defensively,
on the
they did a really
line.
Good job against Georgia.
Yeah, but their quarterback makes them not a soft touch, but someone you don't really have to worry about.
I was
about.
Watching some of that game with Carson Beck. I mean, I still think he's probably going to be the first pick of the draft. How many good first picks have we seen? Like, how many good first-round quarterbacks have been coming out? We've seen a lot of quarterbacks, and I thought it was going to fix the quarterback. I was like, man, hardly any teams are going to need quarterbacks. Let's take a look and tell me. I want you guys to tell me two is average, one is below average. Two is a starter, three is very good, and a one is below average, should not be a starter. I don't know with Caleb. He's off to a bumpy start, but I'm willing to wait, even though others are panicking. Jaden Daniels looks like he's going to be pretty good. Don't know on Drake May. Don't know on Penix. Don't know on McCarthy. Bo Nix, I'm willing to wait for him, although it has not looked great. Okay, Bryce Young. That's a one.
Yep.
C.J. Stroud is a three. Anthony Richardson. He's played five pro games.
Two but can at you, best.
Two at best. Will Levis.
Two at best.
Two at best. But you could say you could see both those guys going to ones, right? Pretty
did
easily.
You, did
Kenny,
you,
Kenny Pickett,
did you see Callahan's press conference about that, about the play? He said, yeah, I'm sure they caught it on TV, what I said.
Yeah.
What the F are you doing?
That's what you did, because what the F are you doing? Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Matt Corral. What do you think, boys?
Guys.
And those guys look good
Matt,
fellas?
Backups at best.
They wish they were guys.
Trevor Lawrence is a two. He is not a three for sure. Zach Wilson, one. Yeah, and you're saying two at best.
For Trevor Lawrence at this point.
Zach Wilson, one. Trey Lance, one. Justin Fields, 1/2. Same thing you get with – I would put him ahead of – right now I'd put him ahead of Richardson and Levis.
Tom had a question. He said, What about Trey Lance to the Dolphins?
Well, Mike McDaniel was on the staff when they gave up all those picks to get him. But what's Trey Lance? Trey Lance won't be ready to play.
No, but won't he know the system?
I don't know. It's how many years?
Well, since it was the same system.
Well, not
he was,
yeah, he
it's
can
not
learn
the
it.
Same system because McDaniel does different things.
He can learn it. I would do that.
But no, why would you give up anything for Trey Lance?
Give up the two, Del.
No.
You know, the 2020 draft is the only thing saving the NFL right now. Tua, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love.
And there's still questions about all of
well,
them.
Well, and they what, all got it, paid from, a tremendous
from
amount of money. Right.
Two of them are injured. Joe Burrow's recovering, but he's still he's the third who's dealing with
but
something.
Look how many quarterbacks are backups that have been drafted even before? Kyle Murray starter. Daniel Jones should be a backup. Dwayne Haskins is not with us. Drew Locke is not a starter. My gosh, the 21 draft. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Fields has just been a guy at best. Mac Jones is a backup. 22 draft was an atrocity. 23 right now is extremely unproven other than C.J. Stroud. Like all these quarterbacks getting drafted, this could go down as a funky-ass 10-year run for quarterbacks or 5-year run for quarterbacks.
If we go back to 2021, if I gave you the same situation for each, who would you rather have, Fields or Lawrence?
Lawrence.
Mm.
I don't know,
that's a toughie.
Fields makes explosive plays, but
what has Trevor Lawrence done?
Trevor Lawrence is a little more
accurate.
Yeah, he got to the playoffs and beat them.
And then he won a game.
Fields
he
never did that.
And then he blew it last year when they had a chance to win the playoffs.
I mean, it's
all
not,
right, we got
they're just different wrapping papers. Yeah. Neither one of them's leading to anything.
Anthony Richardson, strong three. You're high, Jason. Good Lord.
He's joking.
He's terrible. Time to talk about he can't throw the ball.
If he's terrible. He's only played five games, but I'm not putting him strong three. He's got a long way to go.
How about some accuracy? He's exactly what he was in college.
That's not his thing.
He's a gigantic running back.
If you bet on – if you – Josh Allen is the outlier. If you just hope all the tools – not tools. If you hope all the traits come together and you're not more and a player's not accurate or doesn't have a great feel from the pocket or does not have the poise on the move breaking the pocket, like, I don't, those things just don't usually come together. They really don't. They don't really – Josh Allen's one of the only guys I've seen who I went, wow, I did not see that coming. Most of these guys are who they were in college as it pertains to the issues they have.
Absolutely. All right, we got to break it. 713-780-3776. You know how I'm going to watch my football this weekend? I'm going to watch it with a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Look, Coors Light is the best. Coors Light is the only way to go about your day. Coors Light, have it in the fridge so when your buddies come over, they got them Blue Mountains staring them right in the face. You know what? They're going to love that. Okay, you're outdoor grilling while you're watching football. This is the time for a cold, clean, crisp. I like the brown bottles best. I like the 12-ounce cans as well. I mean, you might like the aluminum, the big aluminum bottles. That's fine. I don't care. I'm not going to hold that against you just because we disagree on that. But we agree on one thing, the Blue Mountains. And it doesn't matter how you're drinking it. You got them Blue Mountains, okay? And it'll tell you that it's cold. Does your beer tell you it's cold before you even open it? No, it doesn't. It doesn't know how to talk. My beer's smarter than your beer. Listen, keep Texas chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It is the world's most refreshing beer. I saw a billboard that said it. It can't lie. All you need is a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Well, if you're watching YouTube and Twitch or Twitter, you see that John's not available right now. So, Lance, you decided in the first segment to take the show wherever you wanted to, so you get that time again. Where do you want to go with the show?
Well, so I'm watching Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's play where his helmet fell off on a fourth down stop. Like, they lost. The Atlanta Falcons still won the game. But, man, he's one of those guys who does the stupidest stuff sometimes. I think he's a really talented player, but I guess behind the scenes he's been difficult to deal with, which is why he travels from team to team. But I think getting back to football for a second and the NFL, there's some big injuries. Isaiah Pacheco is hurt, so the Chiefs are going to have Kareem Hunt come in for a look today for the Tuesday tryouts. That's one to keep an eye on. We got to see what happens with Justin Jefferson and his injury. We'll see how it looks this week for the Texans. It's a huge advantage for the Texans if he's not 100%. Obviously, you have Cooper Kupp who is hurt now, so Kupp and Puka Nacua are out. And I'll say this: I believe that this isn't an injury. I think Tank Dell is a mortal lock to go higher. If you're playing underdog fantasy, go higher on Tank Dell stuff. I don't see a third game in a row where the Texans don't get Tank Dell involved. I think he will be a big part of the first scripted 15 plays or so. Tank will probably get a reverse. He'll probably get a quick throw or a bubble screen where he can try to get yards after catch.
He got a couple of throws now. He dropped the ball.
He did.
And he had a couple of slants as well. I think it's going to be Diggs.
Well, they're going to get – but Tank has been like a literal non-factor in the first two games. Diggs had two touchdowns in the first game.
Yeah, but he also has got – how many targets did he have last week? I mean, he's really hasn't been a big part of the offense. I think they're going to incorporate him more than they're going to incorporate Tank
has four catches for 37 yards this year. He had one catch for -3 yards last week.
A big drop.
He did. He had one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think – I'll just put it this way. I think it's a mortal lock that Tank Dell goes over whatever the totals are for him. I think they will get him involved very, very quickly. I think Diggs will too. But I think they're going to get Tank involved with quick throws, quick catches. I think they're going to make him a focus in the first 15. When Bobby Slug puts the – the installs usually happen on Tuesday, which would be today. I'll bet you they get him going. Because Tank's energy is a really big thing. I don't think – listen, you're managing personalities now in the locker room too. whether you like it or not, I remember talking to the receiver coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we were at the Super Bowl. Steelers are going to play the they're playing the Arizona Cardinals. This is the year my dad went to the Super Bowl as a coach, and I was talking to the wide receiver coach, and he had famously he had Santonio Holmes and the other wide receiver, bald head, blocked real hard. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Santonio Holmes and Hines Ward. Thank you. It's about time, Dell.
My job is to dig around in your brain.
Yeah, if I can't come up with a name, come up with it.
What about John? What's he doing?
And he just whispered in my ear.
I was looking at the comments here.
He's reading comments.
Everybody's saying that that Tank dropped the ball so he doesn't get any touches anymore.
That's stupid.
So you drop the ball, you get no touches?
Right.
You drop the ball, you're out of football.
No, honestly. He dropped the ball, so
that, so he's out of football.
Drop, that could have been a TD.
So well, what? You keep it going.
Yeah.
I mean, Tank Dell's a big part of this. Is why they'll never be coaches or GMs. You just, that's it. I quit on them. Dad, I really made a mistake. I wrecked my car. That's it. You're out of the house.
Tank will be fine.
Wrap your stuff up and get to the streets.
I think it's Diggs that they're going to get more involved.
But this is my point though. Is you like you got to manage egos. It's a big part of it. And the coach from the Steelers said, "I said, man, what a great opportunity you have with this receiver room." And he goes, "Oh my God, it's a nightmare every game." He said, "Guys will, you know, Hines Ward will be pissed if he doesn't get enough touches and looks." Like, even though the Steelers were winning and they got these veteran players, and I thought it was all roses, the receiver coach told me this is in 2007 or 2008. It was a fight every week to keep his receivers, try to keep his receivers happy. They'd go after Ben Roethlisberger about not getting enough catches and touches. Like, it was, you know, it was not easy dealing with receivers. And these guys are championship caliber receivers. You're dealing with Tank Dell. You know, Nico's not I don't think Nico. Nico is Nico. But Tank Dell's got a little personality now. And Stephon Diggs does. You still have to manage a wide receiver room. And those guys, the only way Tank exists is by being an effective receiver. If not, he's not a great blocker. He's not a return man now. So how does he exist? He exists as a wide receiver. The only way that he matters on the field in his own mind is if he's getting catches and getting looks. So at some point, you're going to have to, you know, Stephon Diggs is the same thing. There's no question.
I agree everything you're saying. And I would replace the word Tank Dell with Stephon Diggs.
But why?
Because he's not been a part. He's had the two touchdown catches. That's it. He's got a total of 75 yards this year.
But who's
you
gotta
got
37?
Start getting him more involved. That's the guy that's going to get a chance. He's the energy that you need. You made him a captain. He's the guy. Everything that you said, I agree wholeheartedly. But it's about Stephon Diggs.
But you have to do both of them, John. That's my point. You got to manage the whole room. This is the problem. Tank Dell plays outside now, right? He's not likely to get a lot of targets outside.
We talked about this, though. How many footballs are there? And you know what? You don't stop getting Nico his touches. Nico is turned into the one number one here. So you got to keep on getting him his touches. You got to get Dalton Schultz. You got Cade Stover a little bit involved. You can throw. When are they going to throw out of to Mixon out of the backfield?
Wait, I don't care about that. I care about my receivers. And right now, Stephon Diggs plays in the slot. He's going to get looks. He's going to get catches this year. Tank, my point is you're going to have to manufacture with the 15 play. This is why I'm saying the 15. Look, Stephon Diggs has a much more favorable time going from the slot. If Tank is having to play out wide with his size, it's not favorable. He's going against people who are always bigger than him. He is not. And if they start zoning up against him, he's going to have contested catches with his size. He's not going to get a lot of targets because they're playing a lot of zone. You know who can win in zone beaters? It's going to be Diggs. If they just want to dink and dunk, they can go Diggs. Diggs at any point can go get 10 catches. If CJ just wants to dink and dunk and they want to play him like that, Tank's not going to be able to. That's why I'm saying I would use that time to manufacture catches for Tank. Because Diggs from the slot, whoever's a slot receiver is going to end up getting targets. I just think now Bobby Slowick has seen two straight games where teams are zone heavy with cover two shells and they're playing really cover four. Well, so if that's going to be the case, then he's going to start mixing up his. They're going to say, okay, you know what? If they're going to do that, we're going to start getting the ball out quicker. We're going to hit them and do more run after catch stuff with Tank and Stephon Diggs. I would let Tank play some in the slot. You know, I'd run some four wide and have both those guys lined up in the slot and see how that goes. Roll out Joe Mixon into a wide position and then let Tank and let Tank and Stephon Diggs both work from the slot. But this is the concern, John. We're already in week three talking about who's getting targets and hopefully you'll keep them happy. And look how few Tank's got 37 yards in two games. Uh-oh. Even though he had two touchdowns in the first week, Diggs was a non-factor. Like, I hope that's just us panicking about this, and I hope that Diggs and Tank are cool with everything. Because it would suck if you're 2-0 and one of your guys is killing it, and you got a chance to play in an AFC championship game, and you've got to worry about target counts every week. My dad was on a team where they went to a Super Bowl, John, and they were worried about their targets.
I get it. They're diva wide receivers, and they're going to.
And he's in a contract year.
That's right. Well, absolutely. That's exactly why I said this has got to be this. I think this week's about Stephon Diggs. Watch him. Watch him have a bunch of big catches. We got to break it here. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. I am on the MyBookie website. I mean, it is incredible. You want to bet? You got the money bag. You can play college football, Major League Baseball. How about the election? Okay. It's NASCAR, ATP, WTA, SOC. I mean, it's nonstop. Everything you could possibly want. Casino gambling, everything. You're going to get your odds. You're going to get your props. You've got live gamble. You've got live betting during games. It's incredible. It's so easy to navigate as well. If you've never been on a betting site, it's so simple. I'm telling you, you're looking for the best site. They'll double your money with your deposit. You put in promo code BET975, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, and they'll double your initial deposit or your deposit now. I could reload right now, put in promo code BET975, and they'll double my money. You're looking for the best way to play, winning and pay. Thursday night free bets, you got that. And then MyBookie Plus, which is a way for the more you play, the more stuff that you get that they give you. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, MyBookie.